Is it true that you've been a musician from a very young age? You've been actually producing music since the age of 11 or 12?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, been doing it a long time. I think it was kind of my early start to DJing that kind of led me to production. I remember kind of my first year in DJing that I couldn't really understand why I was playing other people's music. I always wanted to kind of make my own and play my own music, but I kind of never really knew what it meant at that age to kind of make your own music. I didn't know that that was a producer. I just knew that I just wanted to play my own stuff somehow. So I remember kind of getting my very first piece of software and creating music for the first time and just fell in love, caught the bug.
That first single that you released, cover of Tracy Chapman's Fast Car, what was it that attracted you to covering that song?
I mean, originally it was my mum's favourite song, so that was kind of the initial workings of it. And then it was later on in life when I became a DJ and a producer, I always wanted to be able to play it within my DJ set. It's just, yeah, the original was too slow for the kind of music that I play. And I also wanted, I had ideas of how it could kind of be reimagined because, yeah, it's such a classic song, and trying to find the courage and build up the courage to actually remake it, it took a long time, but we got there in the end, and that was August 2015, and I had this kind of epiphany, and it just kind of all came to me at once, and just laid down this idea one evening, and here we are.
Now, I've read that you actually sort of slaved away on the instrumental part, but you didn't have the vocals. You heard Dakota's voice while you were out at a pub. Take me through that first moment of hearing her voice. Was it like a light going off?
Well, yeah. I mean, the problem that I had was I actually stayed in the original musical key, and what that means is I'd have to find a singer like Tracy Chapman, someone who could sing that kind of low. I remember I put the instrumental to a side for about a week. I happened to go to this pub bar where it's kind of known for breaking new acts. And I actually wasn't there to find anyone for Fast Car. I was just there to have a beer with my manager. And we're just kind of standing there, and I hear this voice from the basement. And kind of putting two and two together, I could hear this voice on my version of Fast Car. And I remember I went downstairs to check out who it was, and it was this girl, Dakota, that I'd never heard before. And I went up to her at the end of her show and basically said that I've done this version of Fast Car and that I think she'd be great on it. Because I explained it was like a dance version and it was like nothing how she would have heard it before. And she was like, oh, I'm not sure, you know, I've never done dance music before. And I was like, look, please, I know you'd be great on this. Please just try it out. And she was like, okay, cool, I'll try it out. When do you need it by? And I was like, well, kind of needed it by a few days ago, so if you're up for coming in this week. She was like, okay, how about tomorrow? So she actually came in the very next day after her show to record it, and what you hear on the record is that whole experience of me meeting her the night before and recording her the next day.
Hearing your latest single, Perfect Strangers, with JP Cooper, how exactly did you enlist the help of JP Cooper?
So, I mean, I was a fan of JP throughout the years. I knew of him and his sound just through being on the acoustic scene. I had, at the time, a very rough demo of what we now know as Perfect Strangers, and happened to be on the road at the time, and my manager actually went into a record label just for the off chance, and just happened to leave my rough demo there of Perfect Strangers, and the guy there sent me an email saying, oh, he might have the perfect singer to it. Would he mind if he kind of sent it off for me? I was like, yeah, sure. He sent it off, and it actually turned out it was JP. Again, like I said, being a massive fan of. And JP wrote like a very rough chorus originally and a first verse. And I knew it had something amazing, and I loved the concept. And it was when I came off the road that we got together on a FaceTime, because he lives in a different part of the UK to me. And we got on a FaceTime, and we actually kind of rewrote parts of it and cleaned it up and put it together exactly how I kind of wanted it. And yeah, we're here today with Perfect Strangers.
Obviously, you do write electronic music, but do you find that a lot of your ideas come through playing the piano in a very acoustic medium before they make it into sort of the electronic way?
Definitely. I mean, I come from that background of being a musician. So before I start anything on my record, I always just start at the piano, and or maybe it could be on with a kind of cool, weird sound. And I'd always start that way. I come from melody, so yeah, I'm always just working at chord progressions and working that way around.
You do have a very unique sound in the way that you make music. Is there plans for an album down the track, or are you just kind of working on single by single at the moment?
No, there is. So, like I said, you've actually caught me on a day where I'm actually signing to Virgin today, and I'm basically signing to produce an album next year. Working on a few more singles before that happens, but yeah, there'll definitely be an album next year.